News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Michael McNamara is with us. He's independent MEP for Ireland South, and he wants, as a function of the fuel crisis, public transport to be made free. Michael, what does that achieve?
Well, what it achieves is it saves fuel, simply. I mean, it gets people out of their cars and out of taking unnecessary trips, and indeed taking necessary trips, but taking them by way of public transport instead of getting into their cars, which they've grown into a habit of doing. That's what it achieves, simply. The government are calling upon people to use less fuel now to avoid unnecessary trips, and they're doing that by necessity. I don't doubt that they feel a real fuel crunch coming down the line, but I think the best way to do that is to offer free public transport to people. It's something the government considered before. The NTA commissioned a report, I think, in 2023 from Ernst & Young, who put a price on that. It's not a small price. It's not something that I would have supported then. But these are not ordinary times, and I have a horrible feeling that they're going to become more extraordinary as time goes on.
Surely, though, Michael, the market is achieving for you what you are proposing. If fuel was cheap, you might say, let's make public transport free to coax people out of using that cheap fuel. But if people are looking at the prices of the pump going through the roof, what else is their other option except to say, I'll take public transport? So how does cutting the price help?
Well, because, I mean, there are a lot of the last government put a lot of buses in place around the country, which up to now are travelling largely empty and still travelling largely empty. Their rationale for that was that, you know, if we put it in place, gradually people will start to use it. I think now we need to see a big switch to these type of buses that, for example, in Clare, go from most of the main towns around Clare into Ennis. There's an increased service into Limerick. It's not fully utilised.
No, but my question being, Michael, surely that's
utilized.
What's happening with the market. If people are filling up their cars and they're saying, my God, the price has gone up by 20%, 30% and it's rising and rising, surely they are being incentivized to use those buses now without doing anything to the price of the bus.
They are, but I mean, the government is caught with in the situation of trying to maintain prices as low as possible, because, I mean, they have reduced excise on fuels. They have looking at reducing VAT on fuels, that same as governments across Europe are. That's welcome, but they're trying to maintain prices low, and at the same time they're trying to ensure that the little fuel that there is, or the little fuels that will be in the country, is utilised by those who most use it. So, I mean, in trying to maintain prices low, in a way you could say, well, look, if they left the prices the way they were, they'd double, they'd triple in cost, and everybody would be forced into public transport. That's not what they're doing, and they're right in not doing that, but we also need to look at, while maintaining prices as low as possible for those who have no alternative but to use public transport, we need to incentivise those who have the alternative public transport to use that, in my view.
So at a point where people are going to be economically incentivized to shift to public transport anyway, you're suggesting that the government should take its resources and, instead of using them in a targeted way to help those who are dealing with the crunch of, let's say, home heating oil or excise on their fuel, they should use them to fund public transport to a degree
exactly
that it's free.
I'm saying exactly the opposite. I'm saying they should do both. They should ensure that the fuel that is in the country is used where it's most needed, where there's no alternative. But for those who have an alternative, they should be incentivized to use that alternative.
But that's going to cost an absolute fortune to achieve something that the market is achieving anyway.
Well, the market isn't achieving it. That's the point. And the second, it's not going to cost an absolute fortune. It is going to cost a considerable sum of money.
Ernst
& Young put a price tag of, for 6 months, which is what I would be advocating, they put a price tag of 275 million on it. That is a lot of money, but it is less than the cost of the EU presidency is going to cost Ireland now. And that EU presidency is a lot more expensive than the last one. It's going to cost
a quarter of a billion quid
euros.
To make public transport free. That's already cheaper than the fuels they'd be paying for.
Yes, but it's far better value than more than a quarter of a billion quid, 300 million euros for an EU presidency, when the last one cost 50 million euros, albeit in straitened times in 2013 when we had no money. But nevertheless, the last presidency cost around 51 million euros and was considered to be a great success by many countries across Europe. So, I mean, while there is money in the country, it's a matter of where you put the money. And I believe this would be money well spent in ensuring, because ultimately there is supply and demand, in ensuring that the fuel that is in the country is utilised by those who have no alternative to public transport, and those who have an alternative of public transport are incentivised to the greatest extent possible to use it.
Michael, thank you very much. That's Michael McNamara, who is independent MEP for Ireland South.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.